Thank you, and dear esteemed panelists and dear friends and colleagues, thank you for including me and the local level in this important conversation today. As an OECD champion mayor and as the chair of the Global Parliament of Mayors, I'm always grateful to work with the dedicated team of OECD. I was asked to reflect on how Mannheim prepares for and addresses shocks and disruptions and the role of SDGs in responding to uncertainty. And for me, and this is my first answer, these are two sides of the same coin. Certainly, we have seen the impact of shocks in our city, and we count for five besides the latent shocks you already mentioned. Five shocks we experienced in the last 14 years in our city, including the pandemic, of course, right now, the arrival of refugees from Russia, swarms in Ukraine, and of course, the economic impact of this crisis. And the recent shocks are, or have been, particularly severe. Local governments are so constantly dealing with the unexpected and adapting to changing conditions, and maybe the crisis is a permanent situation we have to deal with. And this is what is meant maybe with the turning point we discuss in these days. National governments are sometimes tempted to re-centralize and consolidate power in this moment of crisis. And the local governments, or the local government, is on the ground. We are the level of government closest to the people, responding immediately to provide residents with the support and services that they need. So I would argue that the exact opposite approach is needed. And if we fail on the local level, we create distrust, of course, and you mentioned it, what the people don't accept is a failure of government in that situation. And the government they experience the most is the local level. So the prerequisite to accordingly address these crises is to have, of course, the resources, the tools, the capacities you mentioned, and to perform this kind of leadership, you have also to have the competences and to be, in the way you mentioned, agile. It's really a necessity to have a multi-level governance in that situation. And we experienced this in the pandemic very much, because we experienced also different phases. So we had a phase, and I think it was the most successful one in Germany and in our federal state, when we had really nearly, let's say, weekly conversation about data, how to react, and really have kind of a co-decision. So we had really influence. And this changed again. And we lost in a way track. So really, I think we if we go into depth, and maybe it would be useful really to have research on the pandemic and how multi-level governance was really performed in the day, and how it changed over the course of the 2 years, and maybe we can learn something about this. In Mannheim, first and foremost, we are concerned about the impact of climate change. We are working to do our part to address the causes of climate change, and are also trying to prepare for impacts that we will feel locally. One central element of these efforts is our localization of the SDGs in Mannheim. In order to do this, we work together with more than 2,500 Mannheim residents, companies, institutions, and universities to develop the Mannheim 2030 mission statement. And we finalized this process in the end of 2019. What was really, I think, in the end convincing, if we thought 2 years later about the post-COVID strategy, we saw that we had already a post-COVID strategy because the mission statement 2030 pretty much fit to the task of a post-COVID strategy. So it was a kind of preparation for the crisis to really localize the SDGs in this process. And to ensure that our mission statement was actually implemented, we integrated it into our municipal budget plan. We connected performance and impact targets to indicators that relate to the strategic objectives. In this way, the vision is linked to the individual measures for achieving the goals and the respective associated costs. By localizing the SDGs, we gained a new understanding of the needs, priorities and passions of our residents. Furthermore, we now have a framework supported by our citizens to turn to in times of crisis. This allows us to react quickly to the unexpected, because we already know what we, our entire city society, want Mannheim to look like in the future. If we know where we are going and what we want our city to look like, we can react accordingly. For example, in our mission statement, we outlined the importance of making our city a welcoming place and celebrating diversity. So, of course, when refugees started arriving at our central train station, we already had a roadmap for that, what we needed to do. And because we developed the mission statement together with stakeholders from across our city, we know that we have their support. We have a network of cooperation established in the city through which we can act more quickly and effectively in times of crisis. For example, we were able to see this in the implementation of and compliance with regulations during the pandemic. So we were one of the first cities in Germany to have a vaccination campaign not centralized in the city, but decentralized in vulnerable neighborhoods. And we could rely on the network with the city civil society. Of course, we are strongest when we work together as cities. The OECD's new toolkit for action and assessment offers us powerful instruction on the value of a territorial approach to the SDGs. Not only have you outlined detailed best practice examples, but you have made a strong case for how all levels of government, not just the local level, can take a territorial approach to the implementation of the SDGs. Documents like this one are very helpful in turning what can sometimes feel like abstract goals into something that is implementable on the ground. This toolkit is also helpful in identifying gaps in funding, capacity and cooperation, all of which must be urgently addressed. One of the central gaps identified in the toolkit is that, and I quote, regional and local actions are key to achieving the SDGs, but their input and involvement in national strategies often remain weak. This lack of multi-level governance is a real challenge in our efforts to address unexpected challenges when they arise. So I want to stress in your survey the multi-level governance dimension as a prerequisite for the others which were mentioned in this survey. As you point out in this report, national and local priorities must be aligned to ensure consistency in policies. Here, I think it is important to note that this alignment needs to take the shape of co-decision. We're not talking, or should not talk, about consultation only, but also really about co-decision. The local level cannot simply implement national policy. He has to be included. And the report also acknowledges the need to channel investment towards sustainability across levels of government. I absolutely agree with this assessment. We need the appropriate financing in order to effect change locally. To be clear, this means that the financial flows between the national and the local and regional level must be redefined. Without this, the changes that are prerequisite for successful multi-level governance cannot be implemented. Finally, the report notes the need for setting incentives to enhance multi-level governance for sustainability. This is key. We are seeing some exciting signs of change and acknowledgement of the importance of multi-level governance in Germany's G7 presidency. Maybe now the turning point of history is also a window of opportunity for a new multi-level governance approach. I would like to take this moment to applaud the German presidency's clear acknowledgement of the transformative power of cities in the G7 presidency program. As some of you know, the Association of German Cities, Global Parliament of Mayors and ECLAY came together this year to lead an Urban 7 alliance to present the voices of cities in the G7 process. We are already seeing our messages reflected in the G7 ministerial communiques and are excited to be included in these dialogues. This is why our interim goal is that U7 is accepted as an official engagement group in the G7 process. In order for local governments to be resilient and able to address shocks and disruptions, we need real changes to the global governance system. Cities cannot simply be policy implementers. We must be included in the development of policy and the setting of agendas from the beginning. By working together, we will be better able to address challenges and serve our communities. I'm looking forward to our fruitful debate. Thank you.